The military says several hundred reservists who attended a May political rally for President Bush did nothing wrong. But the investigation looking into possible violation of Department of Defense rules shows the commander at Fort McCoy did violate the rules. A La Crosse area man who's part of a group that filed the complaint says information released by the military leaves a lot of unanswered questions. Hank Zumach says the U.S. Army Reserve Command does not reveal what corrective action has been taken against Colonel Danny Nobles, only that action was taken.
Right now there's this ongoing situation coming out of the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal in Iraq, and the public is aware on a day-to-day basis what's taking place there. How is it, I find it a highly curious that something that has taken place at a President Bush partisan political event, suddenly the public is not able to get the information about it.
The military cites the Privacy Act. Nobles was not available for comment. Nobles wore his military uniform as he sat with President Bush during the rally in La Crosse. That's forbidden by Department of Defense rules, since the military is supposed to be nonpartisan. The investigation shows reservists who attended the rally wearing T-shirts identifying them as soldiers went there of their own free will. The investigation found they were not in uniform and were not on duty at the time. Zumach says he finds it unbelievable all 500 soldiers freely chose to spend a day off at a political rally. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.